Getting the deli. All right, we're back recording at 11:39 a.m. Let's do a quick roll call. Mr. Clinton?
Here.
Director Cornwall?
Here.
Ms. Remick?
Here.
Mr. Greer? Mr. Greer? We'll come back. Ms. Hunter?
Here.
Dr. Bustillo?
Here.
Dr. King?
Here.
Mr. Greer? Let's wait for Mr. Greer. Mr. Greer? Extra long bathroom break.
Mark, you're inside.
Yeah, my battery died. I had to come in and found a power source.
Mr. Greer, are you present?
We still have a quorum, correct?
Yes.
Without him?
We do. Would you like to proceed? It's up to Dr. Cornwell if you'd like to proceed.
We don't have any. Let's go ahead and proceed.
Go ahead. You're on 5B, informative videos posted on PD board website. Mark, the meeting is yours.
Okay, any discussion? Any motions? All right, I'm gonna take a stab at it. I move that we investigate methods of providing these educational modules to the public with appropriate disclaimers and possible methods of linking them with the current statute and rules. And finally, authorize board staff to utilize financial resources to do this.
Second.
And this is Kelly, just to clarify, the modules are presented to the board as in services.
And Mr. Harris, would you like just to describe the disclaimer that we're talking about so that we have it in public record? Is that appropriate?
Yeah, and thank you, Karen, Dr. Cornwell, members of the board. My understanding, Dr. Cornwell, of your motion was to direct staff to post the info videos, the in-service videos that have been presented to the board, like the one supervision today, to the board's website to make it available both to the public and its licensees. And in doing so, to try to provide links, direct links to the board's statutes and regulations to the viewers. And also place on the website, though, that this is an in-service that has provided. It has not been approved or endorsed by the board. And any representations made in it will not bind the board when reviewing any complaints that come before it. Something to that effect. I will work with board staff on formalizing that language so that it is a little bit more eloquent than I just described it as.
Yeah, I'm not sure that eloquence has ever been the objective of these meetings, but that's okay.
I second.
Actually, Ms. Bustillo seconded, but thank you. It's moved and seconded to post these in-services with links to the statutes with the proper disclaimers to the board website once available to do so, and in a form that is that we can get viewable on the website. Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Greer? Oh, he's absent. Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
And the motion passes. And we did get information that Mr. Greer is not rejoining us for the remainder of the meeting.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Thank you.
Very good. 5C, we moved one more provisional license to active status. My fear is that we may have some provisional licenses in active for many months to come. I'll keep giving you that update. You see how many licensees and certifications we certified this month. Are there any questions regarding that? And then you also have the October financials, because I have received them, and you can see that we are still operating well under budget.
I have a question on the financials.
Okay. Do I have to pull it up, Mike? Is it specific?
No, I could just grab the question. In October, there was a very large outlay for under operating expenses. Yeah, was there something unusual?
No, we have to pay the rent all at once for the entire year. That was the rent expense.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
It's weird we have to do that, but that's what happens.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Well, it's open to another department, so they want to show it.
I guess. So, and then the other big expenditures occur quarterly, which is for Mr. Harris's. So you would see those a big expense quarterly as well for that. Those are our big things out there. And then we'll have one other large expense for our e-licensing system that has not occurred yet.
How much is that?
It varies every year, so I'm not sure I have the total amount. But it's a large expense. Last year, I believe it was $31,000 for us.
Okay. And which budget line does that fall under?
That's going to fall under that vague operating expense. Now, I get multiple sheets. I only copy one sheet for you,
right?
And so yeah. I can do the detailed sheet too if you would like.
Yeah, that would be good. You could just
send that to me. Yeah, I'll put that in the agenda, in the board, so you can see the breakout for it.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Veronica?
Yes, Mark. Can I bring Mr. Tsai back up?
Yeah, I think we better.
Please. So I emailed Ms. Desai on her supervised clinical practice, and she sent proof from her supervisor of her U.S. experience.
And so she's been working in the States.
Wait. There's a whole process here. Mr. Harris, you want to help me with this? They have already made a determination to issue a supervised clinical practice by the board earlier in the meeting. What needs to happen for them to reconsider their decision?
If we could, thank you, Karen. If we could first entertain a motion to rescind the board's prior motion on that, and then entertain a new motion.
Okay. I move that we rescind the previous order for Mr. Tsai.
Second.
It's been moved in.
Veronica?
Yes.
How long has she worked in the United States?
What agenda item is this? Sorry.
It's 2013, but that was the proof from 4 years ago for 2019 to previous.
Okay, thank you.
This is agenda item 315.
I'm sorry, it's item three.
3-1-II.
3-A-II.
The motion that you're considering rescinding was to allow for licensure following a 6-month SCPP. You're in discussion. So Veronica, you want to give some more feedback now at this point? And
yes, so I emailed Ms. Desai pertaining to her supervised clinical practice period since she was issued one, and she responded with this proof of her previous U.S. employment.
Can you put that on your screen, please, so we can see it?
Yes.
Do you remember how to do it?
No, I'm not remembering at the moment.
Okay, so you go down to the white bar. Go over to the dot. Well, I think you can hit the present now button. Hit the present now button. There should be a window that opens. Click that.
And then let me get to my email.
There you go. Now you can bring up. Here you are.
Okay, hold on. Oh, here it is. So it's for an employment for professional physical therapy from June of 2019 to July of 2020.
Okay.
The motion before you that's been moved and seconded is to rescind the decision to rescind the previous motion. That didn't sound right.
Absolutely, Karen. It was to rescind the prior motion to offer her a for 6 months.
Are you ready for the vote?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So the motion is to rescind. Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Greer's absent. Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. DeCio?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Okay, so the motion is rescinded. You're back like it's a brand new agenda item. 3-1-II, Sushi Sai. Veronica, you can stop sharing your screen now at this point. Thank you.
I think the appropriate motion would be to move that we allow her to take the jurisprudence exam and to be licensed in Arizona. Asking that and writing transcript.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to license Ms. Desai pending successful completion and a passage of all examinations. Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. DeCio?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Thank you.
Now you're at adjournment.
All right. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
I move that we adjourn the November meeting.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Petillo?
Yes.
Dr. Queen?
Yes.
I wish you all a very good Thanksgiving.
Yes, be safe.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, one and all.
Yes. See you in December.
See you in December. short meeting. It's the 17th. Remember, it's